The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning, Blake's Book Club. It is 6:15 a.m. I'm on my way to work. And I thought, you know what? Now is a good time to start talking about Midnight Sun, Chapter 5, Invitations. So, you know, this chapter is a wild one, especially coming off the last chapter, where I feel like, wow, we actually made some really good organic ground with what's happening and the motivations and the risk and the reward and the stakes of it all. And then then this chapter happens where I feel like, man, I feel icky. I feel icky reading this chapter. Maybe it's because I'm old now. Maybe it's because I don't... maybe it's just because it just feels creepy sitting in a room looking at a girl sleep. Like, with intent. Maybe I'm old and curmudgeon-y now, and I don't see the romanticism in it anymore. But all I could think of is, like, this girl is in her room. She has no idea that you're there. She's, like, in these tattered sweatpants and, like, a tank top, probably not wearing a bra. Like, and she's got stuff everywhere. And you're just in her room looking at her. Some people may find that, like, romantic. I just don't. I find that invasive. Oh man, I was just reading this chapter and the whole situation was making me laugh, and I think it was unintentionally funny, unfortunately. It's like, oh, I just wish I could, like, look at her CDs and see what she's papers everywhere and look at her books and everything. And he's like killing spiders and, like, what are we doing? I don't know. But I understand. I get it. I get the appeal of how someone feels so protective, how Edward feels so protective over Bella. I understand why that could be considered romantic, but man, nope. I think I'm out on watching somebody sleep without their consent. You know, and the funny thing is that I don't recall necessarily this kind of interaction in Twilight the book or the film. Like, I recall Edward and Bella talking about it. And at the time, and the reason why I bring up Twilight and the book or the film, and that because at the time, I think I was kind of okay with it, because it felt like kind of okay with Edward being in the room or whatever, watching Bella sleep, because I don't remember the conversation being, yeah, like, I was in your room, I was watching you. I remember the conversation being like, yeah, I was here, I was protecting you, I was watching over you. And I know on the surface that doesn't sound very different, but the way that I interpreted it at the time was, yeah, like, Edward was near her house and just, like, watching over her, and, like, maybe saw her through the window or whatever, was watching her through the window. Still kind of creepy, little bit, but it made more sense to me because it didn't feel as invasive. Like, it feels like somebody's just coming into your room and, like, touching your underwear, you know, like, they're robbing your house. That's how it felt a little bit for me, reading it. Which I think goes to my larger point of, I understand why Edward is, dare I say, infatuated? Dare I say obsessed? I get that. Because Bella is just so different. Edward has spent 70-odd years of his life just walking around and knowing everybody's thoughts, knowing what to say, when to say it. A prime example was when he was not paying attention to what the teacher said in any of the questions, but immediately knew the answer, even though he didn't know the question, because all he had to do was read the teacher's mind. So, boom, there it is. There's the answer. And the teacher's like, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, sure, thanks. And that's it. He's gone so long with knowing everything, and now he finally meets a person that makes him feel intrigued, not know what the answer is, feel somewhat, even though he's far beyond a teenager, feel like a teenager. He's a bumbling idiot when he's around Bella. Especially in the at the end of the chapter when he is trying to talk to her and he couldn't run away from her fast enough. He just runs away. And kind of deservedly so.